doesn't want to sit next to me.
I don't know why it felt like it made more sense for me to move over here, but then I did.
Okay, well, I know that I...
Do you want me to come back over
I had pepperoni pizza.
I'll do it. I think I just wanted to give Jenny the space because...
Okay.
She needs a table. And
I just thought, I thought we had a thing.
Jenny was here first.
We can deal with insecurities later.
Well, it sounds so bad I didn't even open my store today. I wondered why nobody was coming in. I didn't plug my sign in. I didn't put out any of my signs. I've been on the phone all day long. I'm like, oh, nobody's coming in today. And I went to close up, and I'm like,
oh.
I was never really open.
I wasn't open. Nobody knew I was here.
That's how bad my day's been.
So okay.
I would entertain a motion for the minutes, if I could.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with change.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay, there's one something. Word here that I don't think is what you wanted.
Right, no, I saw that too.
Mr. Lucci asked the ZA if the PC was allied to ask. I think he meant to say allowed.
Probably.
Allowed. You think that's what it was? Allowed. To ask for a site visit for, yeah. I'm sure that's what it is.
Where is that?
It's on the first page, the last paragraph, fourth line up from the bottom, allied. I think it should be allowed.
Yes, if the PC was allied, it should be allowed.
Yeah.
My W line doesn't work. It probably is allowed and it auto-corrected to that. So I'm going to change allied, sorry, to allowed.
Anything else?
That's all I've
super pissed off.
Okay with the change?
Oh, no, I'm good with the change, yes. Very good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Mr. William Morris.
Bill. Close enough.
Bill. Retail use of a deli and add a vinyl sign and a vinyl letter sign on the storefront owned by David Nelson, 37 Main Street, tax map 245163. Everybody has a copy of the permit. You want to give us a brief overview and we'll go from there.
Basically I'm going to hopefully open it up to be a sub shop, sandwich shop, and serve a variety of subs. I will not have any gas of any kind in there, no cooking, stuff like that. I'm going to have hot dogs as well. They'll be either rolled or steamed hot dogs. And I'll probably have, you know, offer a couple different salads, like mac salad, potato salad, baked beans, and coleslaw. We'll have chips, drinks, stuff like that. Business hours are going to be 11 to 8. I'll be closed on Wednesdays, 11 to 8 the other days, except for Friday and Saturday. My intentions are to stay open till 9, okay. An extra hour on Friday and Saturday. And I think that would be plenty of hours and suitable for everybody. I've got plenty of experience in running a diner and stuff and retail and...
Is Caleb going to be working for you?
No, Caleb moved to Bristol.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I probably will have like 3 or 4 employees, and that's going to be about it. So, just looking to renovate the inside of the building. There's all the walls in there we've looked and confirmed they're all floating walls. So we'll be taking the walls down, opening it all the way up, except for the back wall that blocks off the back office. And then we'll be putting a couple of 4 foot half.
So the back office, like that was Chris's office.
Yeah, way back. Yeah, we'll leave that wall across the whole back. Yeah. And that'll be used for dry storage, and then everything else will be done up in the other area. So we'll be taking out all the carpet, putting down new flooring, redoing the walls, painting, all that stuff. No extruding signs, just vinyl lettering on the window like Chris currently has.
What's above there now? Is there a sign above the door now? I can't.
There's no signs out there.
No, it's only in the window, yeah.
Concerns?
No, I just wanted to tell you, so there'd be no sit-down eating from what I've said to Bill.
No tables whatsoever inside.
And the signs came a little, the information came a little late, and it's not just one sign, it's two different vinyl on the two different windows, which he shows in the sign application.
It's the big window out front, which is only 3 feet wide, and then you got the little cutout for the doorway, and then I'm gonna put one on the door as well. The door glass is like 2 foot by 4 foot.
So you should have his use application and then separately the one sign application. Bill made extra copies of his application for folks, so.
Good, I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I did mine too. Everybody had their own little packet.
Is this your phone number on there?
No,
okay.
I just drew
okay.
2265.
All right, I was
whatever
like, that's
on
the
there
coolest
to
number
like
ever.
I just wanted to show that there is going to be a phone number. Yeah. I did mention to Phil too, he asked about lighting and stuff. The only other thing I was asking about, and I forgot to write down there, you know, the little oval open signs. I think Lucy has one in her window too. I'd like to put one of those up, obviously, but.
That's a problem.
Bob wants you to put neon signs in.
I do. I like neon signs.
Yeah, it's got to be a neon one, so. Neon, whatever.
Yeah. Make sure you turn it on, though.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking that. Maybe I should put mine on a timer.
I was like, what the? I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning and left at 6.
Anybody got any questions?
Will there be a stove or oven in the establishment when all is said and done?
Nope. I have hot plates. They're in depth of hot plates.
You have a warmer bar?
It's going to be like a little toaster. Yeah, toaster oven for warming up sandwiches and panini press.
Oh.
So.
So you'll do meatball subs and hot subs too?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't want to. Only because I'm trying to be somewhat fair to Lucy next door, too, because she does meatballs and stuff.
Yes, yes.
And I don't, I mean, I'm going to be stepping on some toes with just doing the subs anyway.
Yeah.
But people say her meatball subs are really good. So I don't want to upset anybody.
Her lasagna is delicious.
So, I mean.
Is there a grease trap on the drain in that building?
There's no drains. I got to get all the plumbing done.
Will that include a grease trap?
If it's required by the state, I'll put one in, but because I'm not doing anything that's greasy per se, they might want a food trap, but that's it. I'm not sure what they're going to require.
Yeah, without a vent hood and all that for cooking, you shouldn't have any real grease.
Right, I don't need a vent, I don't need the hood, I don't need the Ansel system or any of that stuff because there's no open flames. I don't have fryer meters or any of that stuff. So
the reason I bring this up is because I know from conversations I've had with Carrie at the wastewater treatment that she feels maybe we need to be keeping a closer eye on the proper functioning of the grease traps at the restaurants in town. Like maybe more of that than should be is reaching her treatment facility, which causes problems for her because she has to change the mix of chemicals to suit whatever's coming through.
Mm. But if he's not cooking anything.
No, I'm not even cooking anything like that. And if it becomes to the point where I have to have a grease trap, then I would actually back out because you can spend upwards of $5,000 to $6,000 for a grease trap.
I see.
And it's not needed. I'm not doing a garbage disposal. I'll be doing composting bucket out back, obviously that'll be picked up. But yeah, it's You can spend a lot of money on a grease trap, but I can understand why people had to put them in the diner.
I do understand.
Mine was over there, ended up costing me almost $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they're expensive. They're great, don't get me wrong, but and actually they're only as good as the people are taking care of them, because if somebody doesn't take care of it, then they're useless anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, so, well, I don't see why you would need that.
Yeah, what they do, and I'll check with the plumber and stuff from the state, but what I do over there is also in my prep room sink, it was an open drain to come up. And it had like it was open and then my pipe just stuck down just inside it, so it was open drain. That way you could actually snake it out and all that stuff. It was, you know, it was fantastic. It worked great. So that's what I'd like to do here because it just makes sense.
I've seen that before. That's pretty standard in the water.
With the grease traps, what happens a lot of times is they get so backed up that it just overflows all over the floors. This prevents that. Mm-hmm. So,
I ran a restaurant for years before I was a hairdresser. Yep. And that's...
I ended up, in the part coming up through the floor, I ended up putting like a chicken mesh in the bottom of it so it kept particles from going down through or knives or spoons or anything to get dropped down through the drain. So it worked really well. So it's kind of like a dishwasher. You just got to clean that out.
Yep.
So.
Questions? Comments?
Phil?
When are you opening?
No, I just was
hoping for October 1st.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I got a lot of work in there to do. And most of it's going to be done by myself and one or two people. So,
just going to ask whether you wanted to go through the site plan review needed or not needed part of it before you went.
Yep.
On.
Yeah, and we want to do something. The other thing I thought we'd probably want to do is the caveat about not parking.
Yes, I was going to mention that too.
Okay.
Yeah, the parking.
Yeah.
Well, so the first one would be whether or not, the first question would be whether or not we believe it needs a site plan review.
I don't believe it.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Same? As long as we're getting...
No, I think we're...
Sam?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that makes four of us.
Yeah.
All right, so I'd get a motion for that, first and foremost.
Oh, I'll make a motion to accept the permit as is without a site visit.
That's a good way of covering both of them.
Yeah,
I like that.
Right. I'll second that.
I've had a rough day.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
Expediting here. That's very good. Everybody understand the motion and the second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? You're up and running.
Congratulations.
Enjoy.
Got a lot of work ahead.
Yes,
can't wait.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm all for another.
Another place to get a sandwich.
Get a grinder.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a soft opening first like I did with my diner. Yep. And it'll be by invite only, so.
I think you need to invite the planning commission.
I have Morrison Diner and Pizzeria over in Granville. Oh, okay. It was the old Scotty's.
Okay.
And I hope got it open.
Did you grow up in Granville?
I did.
Because I recognize the name, but not the face.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
I know a lot of Granville.
West Paulette? Yep. I actually, when I was born, we lived in West Paulette. And then we moved to Granville. We lived out behind the old school in West Paulette. The house is out there?
Yes. I live right across the street from the old school in West Paulette.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I think our neighbors were Lurbys.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, Betty and Junior Lurby.
Yes.
Shane, yeah.
Yep, they were the neighbors.
Yes.
Did you know Dave Ballard?
Yes.
Yeah. You did?
David Ballard?
Mm-hmm.
He was in my class.
He was?
He was in my class.
What year was that?
85.
Oh, so you were a year behind me, because I was 84.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah.
You're youngsters.
I know.
Small, right? Hey, we're getting old.
But then I took my
friends. I became friends with Dave on Facebook.
Through
my husband, who was a telescope.
Yep.
So when I heard that he had taken his life, I was very upset.
Yeah. But, all right, folks, I appreciate
it.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Have good luck.
Good luck with the state.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be too bad.
The hair salon can pass, you can pass.
All right. That was a major new business. Continuing discussion on the possible changes to the zoning regulation article 9. General Regulation, Section 910, Keeping Animals, for the enactment of the state law.
I'm going to tell you what I did. I went to just about every town in this, in Rutland County, and I went to their websites, and I looked at their bylaws and their zoning regulations, and I searched with animals, farm, chicken,
poultry.
I found nothing. Well, wait, fowl. I think I used fowl.
Poultry is often how it's defined.
Well, I couldn't, nothing came up. Nothing came up that was a lot, you know, there was nothing.
No, you could have a horse in your backyard now if you want to.
Yeah, I'm just, there was just nothing. Nobody had any. We at least had something.
I don't think these, we can now, though, because we can't block anybody. My only thing is they need to be kept in the people's yard.
Is what?
Need to be kept in the people's yards.
Yeah. They have to be, they have to be enclosed. But we can't make any regulations to where the coop sits.
No.
Right?
Well, not if that regulation amounts to prohibition. So whatever you have in mind, we should hear it out. And if it would amount to prohibition, then no.
Are you like me having a coop in the front yard?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And this,
that's what we talked about last week, was, you know, we don't want to coop in the front yard, but...
Right. And that could be, at least to Phil's mind, more palatable than distance from lot line requirements, because that seems more prohibitive and harder to enforce equally.
Yes.
Whereas front yard versus backyard...
And I read this... Three times.
Well, that prohibits people living in a downstairs apartment in the front of a building from having a...
Can someone explain?
It does. And
RAP. I don't understand what RAP
is. I think we should not concern ourselves with understanding it. It's a rural agricultural practices rules. So if you Google that, you'll find it's like a set of state laws that pertain to certain types of farming practices.
Okay.
But that's already laid out in state statute. What we do has nothing to
do
with
that. Okay.
Like the RAPs will supersede what we do if someone qualifies as a RAP. But in that
which
case,
which means they probably have to have a lot larger.
Yeah. I doubt that'll happen around here.
Organization. Okay.
But they have one more thing before I forget.
Yeah.
I read this three times, and I think you're right about the 11.
Yeah.
The what?
The 11 chickens, not 12.
I feel like what I was saying is the opposite.
Oh, okay.
So I think we have to allow everything up to and including 12.
Okay. The only
is
thing
is my interpretation.
What I'm looking at, this is what we can regulate. And it says, where is it? The keeping of a small backyard poultry flock may be regulated so long as the regulation does not have the effect of prohibiting the keeping of fewer than 12 chickens.
Yeah. So
flocks of 12 or more may be prohibited.
In drawing attention to that, I think
so it's 11, unless we change that. Can we change that? We could change that, right? Or is this...
So, you know, whatever we put in our bylaws, we should set a maximum number, I think.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I guess in this case, 11.
11. 11 because you don't want to supersede state law.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because state law will supersede you.
Yeah. Well, we could set a higher number. Like, if we wanted to make it 30 chickens, we could make it.
What do we make a 10?
We just can't prohibit anything fewer than 12, is what the law says.
Okay.
So if we wanted to write a rule that said you may not keep a flock of more than 30, that's acceptable under the rule. If we wanted to say you may not keep a flock of more than 6, that's superseded by state law. Hmm. Because it's more restrictive.
Okay. Yep. So we just have to decide it's going to be 11.
I think we're all pretty much in agreement on that. Is that we think
and
our
we
maximum
and
should be the smallest number allowed by the state under the new law, right?
And there's nothing we can't really prohibit how far it is from the neighbors. The other thing was pigs.
We're still allowed to prohibit swine, at least per the lawyer I spoke to from VLCT.
Oh, because that doesn't say that here.
Okay. That was their interpretation of the law. So if you see something that you think is in conflict with that,
well, it just didn't mention. It mentioned all the different animals. And pigs were not mentioned. The only thing that was mentioned about pigs was that there has to be some kind of smell mitigation.
Right, and the waste. I think a lot of it was the waste has to be dispensed of a certain way with pigs.
So like you, Linda, I started my research on this going around and looking at locally what other towns have done to approach this. However, I very quickly found that, as discussed at our last meeting, a lot of their rules are going to have to change if they are going to be in compliance with this newer superseding state law. So it almost felt like a waste of my time to be looking too closely at what other local towns are doing.
I kept hoping I would find one.
On the other hand, looking at Burlington's rules, which are really lengthy and comprehensive, and I would imagine vetted very closely by a team of lawyers, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in their animal keeping rules, which is Article 2 of their ordinance code, that wouldn't want to include in ours. It goes into detail.
Well, Burlington, everything in Burlington is different than any other place in Vermont.
Definitely.
When it comes to landlords and rental properties,
they can afford
it's ridiculous.
They can afford to make the rules they want.
But I just mean to say, I think if we wanted to start from somewhere, we could steal the majority of what they have.
Do we want that involved of a...
I think based on our discussion at our last meeting, it doesn't need to be every single thing in here. I'm just saying, you start with this as a framework, strip out the things we don't need, and just borrow their language, because we know their language has probably been vetted. Mm-hmm. That's all I mean to say.
Yep.
Now, what are you looking at?
Would you send that?
I brought my iPad specifically so people could look through it if they wanted to, and we could maybe talk about some of the things that I wanted to highlight in here. For example, we spent some time at our last meeting saying, what are the bases we want to cover? What do we want to hit? We talked about how bedding should be kept, for example, like in a chicken coop. Like, should it be removed on a regular interval?
Who's going to inspect that?
Right.
Nobody.
No, I'm not even going to read this because I don't
see. So we don't even want to have a rule about it?
No.
What are we going to do?
I mean, okay. My opinion, I'm just gut reaction.
This wasn't my suggestion, mind you. This is just one of the suggestions that was made at our last meeting.
No. I understand. And I'm just gut reaction is that every rule we have to find somebody to enforce it. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So is that going to be our police, or our zoning administrator, or
our dog catcher?
So our animal control officer.
Animal control.
We are now filling that position finally with Keith Heyer, who's sits on the board. Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And any other duly appointed enforcement officer as outlined in the ordinance.
So he would have to. He would be the logical place to go.
He would be
certainly where the police would say.
He would be the one we'd start with.
Yeah.
But what's he going to do?
Chickens running around. All
I mean,
the
is
places.
He going to? He'll have to keep track of who has chickens and.
No, actually, I think we're not allowed to require registration.
Well, then how would he know where to look?
I think that's in the new law. I could be mistaken.
Interesting. I thought like you could register them like you do dogs.
Right.
I don't think you can in the new law. I think that's one of the other things that they've done away
with. So we're gonna tag them?
Municipalities can't require
what was that? Just put a tag
pay
on
a permit fee. I think what we might be able to do is require notification as opposed to a formal registration and permitting process. That's one thing that I liked in Burlington's rules is if you intend to keep poultry, they basically say you have to like notify the whoever the designated enforcement officer is if you intend to keep poultry, where you intend to keep them, and how many you intend to keep. Maybe we could even have a formal registration process, but I think like what is prohibited, if I remember correctly, is like requiring a permitting fee. Which some towns have tended to do in the past, is you have to like apply to keep chickens and pay a certain number of dollars. I think that's been done away with.
Yeah, because that's restrictive.
I think so. I will confirm that, but that's my recollection.
And then if it's why, I mean, tell the animal control officer where you're going to have your chickens, but we can't control where they have their chickens.
It so says it may not matter. Prohibit or assess.
So like, I just wanna highlight. Sorry, what were you saying?
One of the things that we can't regulate is we cannot prohibit or assess a fee.
Or assess exactly. So that's the language that I was recalling was we can no longer assess a fee for registration, which we never did in the first place. But some towns do. Burlington being an example in the bylaws that I wanted. To
Burlington regulates everything.
They require a fee, so they'll need to do away with that. And that's one thing I would not recommend we include for obvious reasons. But the things I would recommend we include are like their language around handling and storage and disposal of wastes, right? Like this is the thing we've said we want to tackle. So maybe you feel bedding is going too far, but bedding to me feels like a waste that comes from the keeping of chickens. So I don't know why we wouldn't want to.
But how do we enforce it?
Rule for that.
How do we enforce it?
With the animal, the same way we intended to enforce our current ordinance, which it is worth noting there are currently people in town who are violating our ordinance that in the process of enforcing, which we have stalled the enforcement process because we knew that this was happening. So I really don't want to go down the rabbit hole of who's going to enforce it, how closely are they going to enforce it. I'd really like to start by creating a framework we'd like to see enforced and then going from there if that
Well, if
acceptable.
We write up, if we put bedding in there, then if it gets bad, we at least have something to fall back on.
Exactly.
I guess that's
makes a little bit of sense.
I've never had chickens or fowl.
No, I might get some now though, just because of my neighbors.
So
to piss off my neighbors.
One such line that's addressed in Burlington's rules is that the waste be kept in such a way that it does not enter the stormwater runoff or surface waters, right? Like that's a thing I think is probably good language to include.
Yep.
Spilling onto neighboring property is another term that they use, prevent waste from spilling onto neighboring property. Stored manure shall be covered by a fully enclosed container, no more than one 20-gallon container on any one property at one time, which kind of rather than us, we were at our last meeting, we were saying maybe we should say they have to take waste away in a certain time frame. Mm-hmm. That feels very unenforceable. Yeah. Saying that you can have no more than one 20-gallon container, much more enforceable, yeah, I think.
Which is not a lot, so.
Yeah.
Where are they going to be able to dispose of it? That's...
Well, there is already a manure pile at the dump, is there not? I feel like there's a big yard waste pile, and I often see manure in it. I don't know the specifics around what is
there
allowed
is at
there
Gleason Road, because Casella's used to pick up all the manure from Skidmore College, and they would bring it back to Rutland.
I don't know that.
Have you all not seen that as well? Do you know
I've never really noticed. I've used that stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go to the dump. Okay. So John does.
So
is their waste considered compost?
We would have to check with the compost vendor that we use that they would be willing to accept it. That is definitely a possibility. But as of right now, we have two or three very small bins in which to collect compost. I don't know how regularly it's collected, and my concern would be adding additional wastes to what is supposed to be for food waste, and which I think may only be food waste. I think it also runs the risk of people getting confused and thinking other types of fertilizer or manure might be acceptable. Like, cat litter is my biggest concern. If people got the wrong impression and started putting cat litter in the food waste compost, that seems like a huge issue. So I don't want to confuse things if it can be helped. And as far as I know, if you just off the top of my head, I think it really is limited to food waste in our compost disposal at the transfer station.
It is.
Yeah. But there is that larger yard waste compost pile.
Right, that's
which
what I was thinking
it,
about.
It very well may be an acceptable use of that pile, but I don't know that for
sure. I mean, could we get just a bin, like a 20-gallon bin at the transfer station? And
Before we go down the road, we should see what we already have.
And then maybe think about that. We shouldn't put any burden on the transfer station to all of a sudden start becoming a processor of
ship. We're just starting to talk about chickens. This is a little outside, I'm sure, of your general scope, but do you have any sense of, do you go to the transfer station?
Sure.
Do you know the large yard waste pile that's back and to the left, if you're going like, do you happen to know, is manure acceptable in that pile?
I don't know, because I've never taken yard waste.
Okay.
I've got my own yard waste at the back of the yard, so I don't transport and don't know.
What one question that was asked was, what would someone do to dispose of their chicken's waste? And we're wondering, speculating if that would be an acceptable place.
I don't know.
I mean, it certainly wouldn't hurt.
That's where the chicken waste would be in the bedding, right?
It would be.
Some would likely be, but if the chickens are go outside of their coop, which they likely will have, this is another thing that's addressed in Burlington's and that we'll want to address, is like what the parameters of an enclosed area are. But say they have a fenced-in area outside of their coop, then the chicken waste isn't going to be in the bedding. It's going to be all around, right? So it won't just be the bedding, but it will include the bedding. I think all of these questions are handled so effectively in Burlington's rules that rather than overthinking them too much, I'm so apt to just steal what they have. I think it would save us all a great deal of time and thought.
I think you should
try not to reinvent the wheel.
Where can
too much.
We get that?
I will send you the document. Do you happen to have access to Google Drive, like Google Docs? Because I could send it to you and we could all collaborate on it with notes and comments.
I think I have Google Drive, but I have never used it.
That's okay.
So
no worries.
No idea.
So then we can print you off a copy maybe for your review instead. But
that would help me because I don't read anything off the computer well.
But yeah, if everyone's amenable to that idea, just as a starting framework, because I think we'll tack on a lot of stuff that we want to see in it, but maybe we start with their framework, and we redline the stuff that's not relevant to us, and then we add comments and thoughts as needed.
I'm finding the docs.
Is this a new rules for Burlington, or is this something that
is their existing framework, yeah. All of which, as far as I can tell, will stand. It'll withstand the new law,
okay.
With the exception of their fee structure for the registration of chickens, which, as we pointed out,
is not
charging
allowed.
A fee is no longer allowed
right.
for registration.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, if you bring mixed. You know, chicken shit and bedding, it'll probably be okay in the compost yard waste.
In the yard waste. We'll want to just confirm that with.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I can reach out to Buddy, and then also Pam Clapp might be to discuss that.
I think
with.
What's his name down on the old Hampton Manor? I think isn't he the one that manages that?
I don't know.
He used to.
Who is that?
The guy that had, what's his name? Thomas. God, it's terrible, I can't remember his name. But anyways, he's the one, I can catch him and see what he thinks.
Okay.
But that might be the dodge there.
Is that a transfer station employee, this person, or is this just another person?
No, he was managing the compost pile. You know, he was, I don't know if he did that as a service or if he charged us. I don't remember seeing a bill from him. What is his name? Thomas. His last name is Thomas.
One interesting thing about Burlington's rules that I would like to discuss, it's a potential to just redline it all out wholesale for our purposes, but sort of the humane treatment of animals and also proper disposal of dead animals is something that they get into.
Is that
I'm inclined to keep that language in there.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to know what people's thoughts were. For example, they say that your coop must allow for a minimum of X square feet per animal, right? Mm-hmm. So that you're not like stuffing chickens unnecessarily into a really small space. That gets close to the potential prohibition concern, but I still think is worth considering including.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they gotta be humane about it.
Yeah.
You can't have 12 chickens stuck in a, you know,
I would like to see them all with crowns.
What?
And little
pearls. Like little
pearls. Little crown.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be. That's
something
how
dressy.
I,
yeah.
Yes. That's how I prefer my chickens.
Because when you chop their heads off, they should look regal.
Yes. Right. I agree.
Call all of them Marie Antoinette.
You're not Anne Boleyn.
Sam, do they have the distances from property lines for chicken coops and kind of...
In theirs, they don't. They are rather permissive, I would say, in Burlington compared to even how we have been up to this point.
Well, don't we have to be permissive to a point?
I don't know what...
Yes.
What
yes,
would qualify is saying you can't have that many chickens. In other words, if we kept our same language, it's going to prohibit someone on a small lot from being able to both put a coop up and where they store their manure. You know, right now there are lots that don't meet either of them, the smaller lots, an acre or less.
Well, part of the discussion you missed is that I think they Burlington allows for only a 20-gallon storage for manure.
That's their rule.
So that's a small garbage can.
Waste must be stored in a can that's enclosed
and
with a
disposed
lid. And there's some mention of disposal, but more pertinently, it's a maximum of that 20 gallons,
so someone
which
can
would necessitate
shovel it out
disclosure
to somewhere on their property.
Have a pile. Right. Right.
Yeah, at a certain point, once you can't fill a 20-gallon container, you'll have to dispose of it. Right?
Sure.
So it almost feels more enforceable than trying to stipulate that it be disposed of in a certain number of days.
Yep.
You just create a limit.
Well, it's just stop people from just digging a hole. There.
Yeah, and then with respect to lot lines, it's just a matter of keeping your chickens and your chickens' waste and food and all of its other necessities off of your neighbor's property. That's where they draw the line.
Okay, so you can have a coop right up on your property line without any issue.
That is what it seems like, but there's also rules around what that coop needs to look like and how the animals need to be contained. So that might be difficult if it were right up on a lot line. So
we're going to have a lot of chicken wire fences.
That may be something to invest in, right?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
There's rules on what the coop looks like. Is that what you said?
Size. And its size, and that it have a roof, and certain things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Which?
So we can regulate that with the size of the coop.
If you have,
if you have
chickens
in
Vermont, you don't have a roof on your coop. Then you won't have chickens for very long. Mm-hmm. So you're not. You're not smart enough to have chickens.
Boxes in the hen house.
One thing they don't say in theirs that we did discuss at our last meeting was perhaps that the feed must be kept in a metal container as opposed to plastic. The suggestion was made by somebody that
animals will totally get through it.
So like that's something that's not in Burlington's rules that we might very
once
well
again
want
that's one of those things that,
feels
that you kind of would. You would learn quickly.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this red squirrel and these chipmunks keep going back and forth? Back and forth. They threw a big old bucket. Huge bucket. Restaurant bucket with the lid and the lips and...
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
That's not...
No.
I also wanted to ask... I wanted to ask a question of anyone in the room. The town clerks in the state of Vermont have a listserv where they're all able to contact each other and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Is there any such list that anyone's aware of for members members of planning commissions or for zoning administrators?
There is for zoning administrators. There's a listserv for the
farmers
state.
Markets okay. and ag. There it's for agriculture and farmers markets and market managers and because I'm on.
I think most of the communication goes through the district. You know, the Rutland Regional. And
makes sense. The town clerks, I've seen Danny use it quite frequently for any number of questions. I've used it to ask if anyone had a certain type of shelving right. for land records, for example, and had many people say, oh, we've got old ones you can have, that sort of thing.
That's
so
cool.
if
yeah.
that type of thing existed with planning commissioners, I wouldn't necessarily know about it, but right. I would love to be a member.
You're looking
of it.
Google Groups.
I looked, and I had a hard time finding anything, but it might not be publicly promoted, it might be kind of a word of mouth thing, so that's why I figured I'd ask here.
Because I use mine all the time and I'm in contact with like people from all over the country.
Yeah. I'm
with
on
all
a
different
of
committees,
groups.
So.
They're really useful. And I was giving some thought to creating one if one didn't exist.
I was
going to
say every town has their.
The town.
Names of their planning commissioners. And
yeah. The town clerk's one is on a UVM-sponsored platform of some kind.
Yeah, that's what ours is, yeah.
I kind of wanted to reach out to them and see if maybe that was a resource that we could leverage. But that's neither here nor there. I wondered because I wanted to put, when you said you were looking out at other towns to see what they've done in the past, I really wanted to put out an all call, like, hey, other planning commissions of the state, is anyone else reckoning with this change right now, and what are you thinking?
That's a good idea, yeah.
It's worth asking the town clerks, though, if they've run up against
it's a very good point. I hadn't thought about asking the town clerks.
Because they'll be familiar.
That's going on. That's a really good point.
So tell us about your chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if
we're
nothing else,
about
you'll
chickens.
Get, you should get a lot of don't do this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which is as good as
you can do this.
Yeah, right, yeah. And then anybody in the group can just jump on and say, hey. And then all these people start answering.
Yeah.
What does anybody think our time frame is? Should this be immediate or?
I wouldn't mind if now that we've kind of figured out what we want our next steps to be, right? Is start with this Google Doc, redline the stuff we don't need, comment, and start making notes about the things we want to add. That maybe at our next meeting we come in with our notes on that framework. Make the changes, and then before the following meeting, send it to a lawyer at VLCT for review, have Phil look at it maybe and give it his sniff test as well, and
so
maybe in three meetings' time we'll have something to bring to the select board.
So if you guys would like to have a Google Drive class at the start, we will have one, just let me know.
I know I have it. It's there, but I've never had to use it. What I don't even know what it is.
It's like a Microsoft Word, but it's online.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's in Google. Because I do have, I pay $10 a month for Microsoft Word because of the planning commission. Because in case I need it.
And Word actually doesn't cost anymore as long as you're just using the online version. You can't download the Word.
I was using Libre Office for years.
Oh, yeah. Libre's great.
Yeah.
Do you use anything with Google?
Yeah. I still have it on my computer.
So go all the way to the back here. And type in Drive.
The reason for my interest in using Docs, if anyone doesn't know, is that multiple people can be collaborating on the document at the same time, so we don't need to be sending versions of the document back and forth as email attachments.
That's great. So it's right online, you just go and do your thing.
You're going to have to download it.
Okay, I'll do that.
So it's going to look like this here.
I have that.
And then you just open up Drive.
Okay, I should have
that. And then how do you find documents.
Share it with you.
Do you have a computer or an iPad?
No, I have a computer. I mean, I have a desktop.
So I can show you what it looks like on a computer.
Oh, no, I just saw. She just pointed it out to him.
Okay.
And I do have it, so.
Okay.
I know I do.
Yeah, and you just get an email invite to the link.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Easy.
I'm sure I can figure it out. I taught myself how to work computer.
Well, let's do that. Next time we should come here with questions, comments, and a basic framework for what we think we need.
Yeah.
And come up with a basic document.
Awesome.
And then we can hoist it off to the
No, the coffee's gone. Yeah.
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
We don't need to know what time it is, apparently.
What the? I'm almost
it's
sure.
Like bored. It's like bored. Other meetings happen
things
in this building.
I want to go upstairs and see what it looks like.
It looks nice.
Yeah, sure. Does
that
nice.
Online?
Yeah, we can go up there.
Yeah, right. I want to go up there.
I mean, not right now.
Well, no. After the meeting, when we adjourn.
Thank you, because we'll never get out of there.
Can I do a quick public comment?
Yes.
Just with the zoning regs, the clean copy, Devin did send me something, but it didn't have the correct adoption date, and it didn't have the addendum with the historic district actual regulations.
Oh, my God.
So I emailed him back. You know, I thanked him very much for what he sent me, but asked if he could, you know, change the adoption date and add that addendum. And I haven't heard back from him. I know he's a busy man. So.
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow because I finally got something back from Gary this afternoon at 4 o'clock that essentially dumped everything on Devin. He said, I had a very long conversation with Devin this week, and Devin is well-schooled on what you guys should have to do.
Oh, for the application that...
You know, so we were pushed asunder by the state and given to our...
I see.
Our friends in Rome.
Yeah, which is fine, but I'm just not sure. Devin is hiring new people, so he's getting back up to staff, up to snuff, so we should be able to utilize that. He has plenty of different funding that would cover what he needs to do for us.
Okay.
And he'll probably assign somebody, one of the new people, I'm sure.
Okay, I just...
It doesn't matter, as long as we get somebody.
Yeah, just want to, if I can, have both a clean copy printed out and a clean copy online to be able to... It can be in both places, Planning Commission and zoning, but somewhere...
It would be nice that we all had the same... We were working out the same document too, which I have yet to do in my career. I've never had... five people on the board that I've been on that had the same copy of.
I remember when I first started on the board.
We all had different copies.
Dave's looked one way, and yours looked another way, and mine looked one way. And
nothing's changed.
Yep.
It was kind of a goal of mine that I haven't really achieved yet. But
it looks like it might happen.
Yeah, that's a possibility. So anyways.
So that's it for me. Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to mention that.
Well, that's good because I got to segue into what I wanted to tell you about Gary. Gary is washing his hands of this until we get to a different stage, which I'm going to find out what stage that is.
Right? Maybe in December.
How many stages have we been to already?
Well, more than I would like to admit.
I have just a, before I forget, because I forget stuff all the time.
What's the matter with you?
I'm old. We were talking about the, when Bill was here, we were talking about the grease traps and how they have to be, how does that happen? Carrie said we need to,
Well, that was going to be my same question.
They have a service.
Yes, it has to be sucked out. It's a service.
Yeah, it's, they have to, have, if they have to have a grease trap, they have to have a service.
And does the town determine whether they need a grease trap?
State.
Well, that
state.
Was,
well, then why?
We don't have anything in our zoning bylaws.
No,
that says
nothing
that
regarding anything like that.
Well,
no,
then how could the grease be getting into the...
Because people aren't cleaning them as well as they should.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
In actual restaurants.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I bet you I can guess where most of it is coming from.
I have no idea.
Well,
I could guess.
I don't know.
It's a lot to pepper on.
Without speculating on who you were referring to.
It says lots of pepperoni.
Oh.
It's what?
Okay.
Lots of pepperoni.
Oh, lots of pepperoni.
Very.
Anyway.
I was thinking about, you know, patties.
Well, that could be too.
That may be another one that I would...
When
I would.
Bunny was cooking there, we always, you know...
Not saying I don't use beef tallow or anything, but I don't use anything out
we used
before
to call
I ever
it
even put water in it.
The Melfry breakfast.
Okay.
Why?
Because Melfry was the grease they used, so.
Oh.
So everything
and then there was
well Melfried.
There was always a little bunny sweat in your eggs.
The,
which is nice.
The the reason that occurred to me, Linda, as mentioned, I spoke to Carrie. I was getting a tour of the facility so I could better understand how wastewater treatment works in Fairhaven, and she mentioned her interest that we take a closer look at this stuff in my capacity as a member of the select board. I have done very little to follow up on that request. I don't know what I would do to take a closer look.
Health inspector.
But since someone was...
And then you put the hair in with the grease.
Well, since someone was applying tonight to add food service to an existing drain in a commercial space, I was like, if this is not the opportunity for me to take a closer look at this and to strike up the discussion, he won't need it. Well, can I tell you what my concern about that is? Is that once it's up and running as a food operation, he's making this change, he's requesting to add the drain now. The next person running a restaurant out of there, not that I wish him any ill will or hope his business to fail, but the next restaurant that runs out of that space won't need to ask to add a drain. Thus, at least for our part, as a planning commission, will never really have to consider whether or not that drain has a grease trap or not.
No, but I think the size of that building, and
once again, it's a state.
And if it is, I just didn't know that state for requirement, a fact, so I wanted to ask the question.
I'm not exactly sure what the criteria is, because my son bought a grease trap, a used grease trap, because he got a good deal on it, but then the state never required him to use it,
he probably can't even, the size of his building, he probably can't even have a fryer.
Probably not.
At Scotch Hill.
Bob can't have at Scotch Hill?
John, I don't believe can't. Well, he might be able to, but Bob at the bagel shop cannot have any kind of fryers.
The kitchen is too small?
The kitchen is too small. There's not an exit in the back.
Can I tell you what, though? There doesn't need to be a fryer for grease to be a concern.
No, I know.
Because I'm thinking of griddles as well, more than anything. They use a lot of oil on griddles, essentially.
It has something to do with how much oil you use and stuff like that, how much they expect you to use. And
I worked in
setting aside, knowing that the state takes an interest in it is good.
Yeah.
My question is, it seems as though on very cursory research that I've done, that the town can also take an interest in grease interceptors, and maybe ought to if it is an increasing problem, which as I've been told by the head of our wastewater treatment facility that it is an increasing problem. Is that something we might want to consider discussing in the future?
Is that something the health officer could?
I don't know that we've got any jurisdiction on that, but
that would be my point, that we don't have any code built in to our zoning and any requirements.
Right.
It's just like,
if it's something we could, though, write code for, is my question.
Well, who's going to enforce that?
Presumably the health officer, to Bob's point. The health officer can only enforce what exists to enforce, I suppose.
Right. But I'm saying if you put something in zoning, it's the zoning administrator is not like a health officer, doesn't have that expertise.
I think there are certain things you leave to the state.
But
you
know, can I pose the hypothetical? So we were asked for a permit to add a drain to a space.
Yeah.
That falls under our permit.
I'm wondering
why does the grease interceptor on that drain in theory not also fall under our purview if we deem
it could
it. Because exactly
but you don't have it written out anywhere regs
so this is kind of a circular thing, so I understand we don't have, or I'm taking my understanding from this conversation that we don't have it written in our regs. I'm asking the question, might we consider adding it to our regs? And
could we have had this conversation last week with chemicals?
Yeah.
But we did not.
So, Anne, do you want to talk about this?
No. I'm just saying, if it's a grease trap, I mean, it's...
Do you want to talk about it after the meeting?
No, not really.
Okay.
My,
I don't have anything good to say about it.
My humble opinion is that it's probably something we don't want to we don't want to chase down because there are probably technical issues that we don't know.
Okay.
And that the state already is covering. And there are times when it's nice to let the state be the bad guy in the room.
I don't disagree.
You know, because then we'd have to write regulations that mirrored the state, or I think we get into a whole can of worms. My opinion. Let's get
our downtown in historical district.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I know this to be an issue that is costing the town money. And that is the reason I feel such a necessity to at least play devil's advocate.
There are already regulations that she can she can use. She can set the complaint and have the health inspector go that way and say how many grease traps we have in the town. The state will know that. The health inspector can inspect and see which ones are being cleaned. One thing that I do know is that you have to have a service that cleans those grease traps. It can't, you know, they can't just like take a bucket to the dump.
Yeah.
You know, so you would have to have certification of the pickup and all that. So you should have, it shouldn't be a very difficult inspection. And I think we're probably looking at grease traps at Fairhaven End, Pizza House,
the Wooden Soldier, the
Liberty Street.
Yep. Even the schools, because they're cooking in there.
The schools.
Yep.
Gas stations.
Yeah.
Gas stations.
Yeah, they might.
All remedies which fall outside of stewards, our responsibility
right.
to enforce. Yes. So that's why I'm really, as grateful as I am to hear about this and learn about this, I only was interested in knowing if this was something that the Planning Commission also might want to consider making new rules around, but if they don't already exist, or to learn what rules might already exist. It is very clear to me they do not already exist, and no one has an interest in taking up the discussion, so we do not need to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
So.
Thanks.
So we will... We will be prepared next time to
talk chicken shit.
I don't know.
Is that going in there?
I don't care.
You could say chicken doo-doo.
You can make it nice.
Chicken poo.
I already summarized what you wanted to do next week.
Thank you.
Where's the motion for adjournment?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
No mail.
No correspondence.
That's yours.
Yep.
All those in favor.
Aye.
Let's go upstairs.
I want to go upstairs.
Can we please talk real quick? Because now I can tell you're like.